This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. Concussions, domestic violence, performance-enhancing drugs, and now Deflategate. With the Super Bowl just 6 days away, football may be drawing more attention off the field than on. NPR's Michelle Martin's in town to host an event about football and ethics at the Perot Museum on Tuesday night, and she's with me now. Michelle Martin, welcome to the land of Friday Night Lights.
Thank you for having me.
So many headlines on and off the field. What are you planning to dig into at the Perot?
I'm hoping we're going to talk about all the things that you've been talking about at home. Fans and non-fans alike of the game are invested in this. Football is the most watched sport in the United States. I mean, last year's Super Bowl was the most watched television event in U.S. history. We want to talk about all the things that people have been talking about, the off-field behavior, and also those kinds of things that people are concerned about what's going on the field. I mean, we talked about football and ethics. I mean, one of the ethical questions that we are going to grapple with is, as we know more about the impact that the sport can have on players' bodies, there are questions for us as spectators. What's our role in this?
Another thing I'm really interested in is your panel. You have a player, a kid who's in high school now, heading to college next year. You've also got Nate Jackson, a former player for the Denver Broncos.
He wrote a very interesting book. It's an insider's look at the sport. And this is not a hater. I mean, this is not somebody who's approaching this from the standpoint of somebody who's a failed guy, never got his shot. I mean,
right.
He had 6 great years in the NFL, and he raises a lot of important issues about the way players are trained, about the way that they're treated when they're in the sport. There's a lot of the off-field shenanigans. I'm hoping that he'll be willing to talk about some of that stuff, because I certainly want to know.
And you've got a football wife on there, too.
Exactly. Melanie Ismail, who is the wife of Raghib Rocket Ismail, a Dallas Cowboy,
a beloved
member of the football community here. She's going to be here, and Rocket's going to be there as well. And I'm very interested to hear her take. She was very involved with a Football Wives, the Players Wives Association, while her husband was playing. And she has some interesting things to say.
Now, while the conversation's going on stage, there will also be a national conversation going on Twitter. Lauren Silverman and Christina Martinez from KERA will be part of that. How's that going to work?
Well, this is something that we've been developing as we've been doing these programs around the country, and I find that people really enjoy it. I mean, we've got with the folks who are able to get to Dallas, who live in Dallas, they're part of our audience. But around the country, we've got people who have an interest in this who are going to be live tweeting the event and adding their thoughts, and everybody's welcome to join them. I mean, some of the people we'll be hearing from are Paolo Torre, a senior writer at ESPN, Dave Zirin, he's the host of Edge of Sports Radio on SiriusXM. We've got Dr. Shireen Atabaki. She's an emergency physician, but she's had a deep interest in the whole question of pediatric concussions and is a recognized authority on this field as well. Everybody's equal on Twitter. People are welcome to add their thoughts, their questions, their ideas. We're particularly interested in people who have a connection to the game, whether as an athlete or as the parent of an athlete or somebody who's even considering whether to let their children play.
So despite all these headlines, these kind of scandals or negative things, we still are so fascinated with football. What do you think it is about football that's so compelling?
It's beautiful. There's something about the idea of that these big men can do these amazing things with their bodies. It's like they're flying. I think we are fascinated by things that we can do and also things we cannot do. Hearing people talk about the beauty of the sport as well as the pain of the sport is one of the things that I'm really looking forward to. It's not just about, you know, pull up your shorts and play and shut up. We really want to kind of hear from the inside out. What is the draw? What do you love about it? And is the price too high?
NPR's Michelle Martin, thanks for coming in. We're looking forward to the event.
So am I, Rick. So am I.